I'd like to invite all the kids to come forward for a children's sermon. Y'all want to come sit with me? Come on. I need some friends. Come on. Oh, I got a couple. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, good. I need all of you. Good, good. Welcome, welcome. Find a place. How are you? Are you good? All right. Well, one day a bishop came to a school to talk to the students. And the children were kind of chattering and they were talking and they would not get quiet. So that bishop got kind of frustrated and he finally said, "Be quiet! Be quiet or God will not love you." Ooh. Well, I'll tell you what, it did get quiet. It definitely did, but the kids just burst into tears. It was an awful moment, and it just was pretty bad. And I tell you that story because it makes me think a little bit about John the Baptist. And I'm not going to pick too much on John the Baptist. I think John the Baptist had some good fashion sense. I am sporting camel wear from his winter 2016 collection. And John the Baptist was all about trying to do what he thought God wanted him to do. So I'm not going to pick on him. Not at all. No. Hi. But in our gospel lesson today, we hear John saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." And I'm going to tell you, that's grown-up talk for, you better settle down and be good, or you're not good enough for God. Uh-oh. Those are tough words, aren't they? I don't think I'd want to hear that. Mm-mm. And John was baptizing people in the river, but what he was really doing is he was trying to scrub us up and make us perfect for God, and we don't have to be perfect. No. That's why God sent us Jesus. And God doesn't care if we're a little dirty or we make mistakes. No, God doesn't care at all. And when John was baptizing Jesus, a really curious thing happened. A little dove, this is my dove, a dove came down and lit right on top of Jesus' head. It was kind of funny. I think that was the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And God said, "This is my son, and I love him." Okay, now say that with me. "This is my son, and I love him." Now, notice, did you hear God say, "And I would love him a lot better if he was like this or if he changed that"? No, no. "This is my son, and I love him." Oh, I love those words. And I hope John, just for a second, this whole baptism thing, I need to look at how I'm doing this. I need to look at it a little bit. I hope he paused for just a minute. But I don't want to be too tough on him. But when we think of baptism, it's about acceptance. It's about being welcomed into a loving community. And it's not perfect. Loving communities are great, but sometimes they're messy. Sometimes, you know, it's full of people. Stuff goes on. But, that's where we find God. That's where we find each other. That's where we grow in faith together. And it's pretty great. So don't worry about being perfect. And I hope you don't expect other people to be perfect, because I know I'm not. No. But what I want you to get out of this, if you get nothing else, is that you are loved by a God that loves you just the way you are. That's it, just the way you are. So, there's a call. I want you to share that love with everyone. Can you do it? Yeah? Okay. Amen.